My friends, as we begin this service this afternoon, let us come to bring us close to the Lord as he sings Beyond the Sunset. A glimpse of you. Should you go first and I remain for battles to be fought? Each thing you've touched along the way will be a hallowed spot. I'll hear your voice, so blindly I may grope. The memory of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Should you go first and I remain to finish with a score, no lengthening shadow shall creep in to make this life seem dull. We've known so much happiness. We've had our cup of joy, and memory is one gift of God that death cannot destroy. Should you go first and I remain, one thing I'd have you do. Walk slowly down that long, long path, for soon I'll follow you. I want to know each step you take, so I may walk the same. For someday, down that lonely road, you'll hear me call your name. Beyond the sunset, oh glad reunion, with our dear loved one who's gone on before, and that their homeland will know no parting beyond the sunset forever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Among the friends of Hank Williams, we have the members of this colored quartet that South Wind sings, who will bring this message to us. My record will be back. Inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be saved. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead shall raise, he is incorruptible, and we shall be saved. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So in this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is law. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that there I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And hence from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Believe ye that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Or else believe ye for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. One of Hank's own compositions, I saw the light, that he brought to us by Roy Acuff.
Thank you, Reverend, very much. Friends and neighbors, several years ago, I came here to visit with you in your city and stood on the stage with this fine young gentleman that we're here to pay our respects to. No finer boy has ever come or gone as we're boys that were concerned up at our place. Several others came down today by plane in order to make it. We had to be on a grand old opera show last night. You came down here today in order that you might be here to pay our respects to him and his fine family. Quite a few years ago, I appeared here with him, and this is one of the numbers that the Reverend just told me that he introduced to me and asked me if I would sing it. This meant a whole lot, and the kind words expressing and for them to express. I want you to meet all the boys that came down. They're going to all sing with me. We're going to do it just in the style that Hank asked me to do it. Will you boys get around me here? And I can say here, Bill Monroe coming in addition, and Carl Smith, Red Foley, Webb Pierce, and Eddie Hill. And getting over here on the right is my good friend from down in, I have to introduce him from here, as I have to introduce him on the stage. By the time, I'm not going to try any further because I'm trying to go for it a little bit. But yeah, yes, it's Bruce Willey and good friend that's been with me a long time. May we do this as Hank would want it done? I'd like to try it. Boys, take it away. Will you boys take it away? That he would be with us even at the end of the world. We ask now that his Spirit would come and give comfort, strength, and encouragement to our hearts. We ask our Father thy blessings upon his mother. We pray our Father thou would give her strength to bear her sorrow. We ask, O God, that the second this hour thou would be here to come, to his wife, to his child, to the mother of his child. We pray, our Father, that Thou would give them the strength to carry it, to carry on. Speak to those that are here, the many friends, those listening in. And last, our Father, through it all, we may still give Thy Son, Jesus, the praise, the honor, the glory for all that's done. Speak to us, Lord, we know not what to say, but we ask for Thy comforting hand and for Thy comforting presence with us. Speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. My friends, ever since the coming to this world of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, there has been peace in the valley for those of us who would seek that peace. And so at this time, Red Foley comes, bring us a message of peace in the valley. But I must go along to the Lord to come and call me away. Oh, yeah. Well, the morning's so bright, and the lamb is alive, and the night is as black as the sea. Oh, yeah. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray. There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be dead, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb, oh, yeah. And the beast from the wild will be led by child, and I'll be tame from this that I am, oh, yeah.
There will be peace in the valley for me.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray.
There will be no man, no man, no man, no man, no man.
There will be peace in the valley for me.
Hank Williams, the singing idol of millions of Americans, has just answered the call of the last roundup. Even so, if this world should last 1,000 years, Hank still remains dear to millions of hearts. I cannot preach the funeral of Hank Williams. It has already been preached in music and song on the radio, listened to by millions of admiring Americans, since the sad message of his death was announced Thursday. The preacher of the message on the radio, Hank Williams, the congregation, the American people, his life is a real personification of what can happen in this country to one little insignificant speck of humanity. Upon hearing of Hank's death the other day, one of our good people of Montgomery has been quoted as being a little fear. Why, this young man, Hank, as a boy, used to sign my fear. Yet, Hank signed this man's fear. And thousands of others fear. Even then, he was singing with every snap and every pop of his future. We shall ever remember the man we climbed from the seaside stand to the heights of immortal glory in the hearts of all the people who love Hank's special brand of folk music. We thank God for our great American country, which gives us the privilege to sing like we want to sing, to sing fast, to sing slow, to sing low, to sing high, to sing and not to sing at all, but the God-given privilege that America gives us, to sing like we want to sing, and to listen when we want to listen, enjoying it with the entirety of our being. Millions and millions never tire of the genuine heart appeal of Hank's song. As long as we shall have America with its freedom for individuals to succeed, we will have our Hank Williams to inspire in the midst of life's hardships. Hank Williams was a great American, a great Alabama. What was the secret of his greatness? Listen, I'll tell you what it was. He had a message which was swelling in his bosom like a great body of water behind a great massive dam. It was a message of the heart, Hank Williams' heart. Deep down in the citadel of his inner being, there was desire, burden, fear, ambition, rebirth after rebirth, bitter disappointment, joy, success, difficulty, and above all, love for people. It was all there in Hank's heart. The bridge had to come. It did come. It came with Hank Williams playing on his guitar, seen only as a freeborn American can sing. When Hank played on his guitar, he played on the heartstrings of millions of Americans. They listened to Hank over the radio in their homes, in the bus station, in the car driving along the highway, in the prison, in the office. They listened everywhere, twice. And colored, rich and poor, the illiterate and the educated, the young and the old. Yes, we all listen. And we will still listen. Why? Hank had a message. This message was written in the language of all the people. It was the message of the things that everyone feels. Life itself. Years ago, one of America's greatest doctors said, if you have something which represents a genuine need of humanity, though you live in a cottage deep in the forest, mankind will see the trail to your door. Hank Williams did have something humanity universally needs, a song with a human heartfelt message. Now, my friends, I come to the message of all messages. The message of Jesus Christ. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. This is God's message to every troubled soul. To the loved ones of Hank, of his family, his many friends, I wish to recommend Jesus Christ. Jesus came to this world too. But I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Do you loved ones? Do you friends? With your heart, please, this afternoon, you will find unfailing strength and comfort for your bereaved heart only in Jesus Christ. I see again with a million friends of Hank Williams. I recommend to you Jesus Christ for salvation, for peace, for inward security, and eternal rest. My friends, this afternoon, as you have gathered here, in the heart of victory in this city auditorium, and out yonder on the streets by the thousands, and all over the state, and elsewhere listening in your home, on the highway by means of radio, we are living in a troubled world. If you appreciated Hank Williams, and you have a show that appreciation, I believe that this man had one desire. It was to make us happy in fun. We will show our appreciation by turning and all about sinful, all about shortcomings as members of the church, and the great host of people who do not know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. We will turn to Jesus Christ, the all of hope for this hour. Did you know, my friends, in these troubled days, the people not only of America, but the people of the entire world must make a decision. We are either going to fight again another bloody war, or we are going to evangelize this world and give our hearts to Christ, rededicating ourselves to His existence. If we are unsaved, we are going to surrender our hearts to Jesus Christ as personal Savior. I'm not thinking of denominations this afternoon. I haven't even mentioned what church I belong to. That's not important. The thing that's important is that I'm a Christian, that I'm redeemed, I'm saved. And the one who God called me to Christian, it's my commission, it's my responsibility. They say that every man living here under the sound of my voice. Don't wait till it's too late to give your heart to Christ. You have only this afternoon. You can go to 1,000 churches for 1,000 years, but you'll never have salvation for your heart until you repent of your sins and forget your faith. This message was written in the language of all the people. It was the message of the things that everyone feels. Life itself. Years ago, one of America's greatest doctors said, if you have something which represents a genuine need of humanity, though you live in a cottage deep in the forest, mankind will see the trail to your door. Hank Williams should have something humanity universally needs, a song with a human heartfelt message. Now, my friends, I come to the message of all messages. The message of Jesus Christ. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. This is God's message to every troubled soul. To the loved ones of Hank, of his family, his many friends, I wish to recommend Jesus Christ. Jesus came to this world saying, that I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Do you loved ones? Do you friends? With your heart, please, this afternoon, you will find unfailing strength and comfort for your bereaved heart only in Jesus Christ. I see again to the million friends of Hank Williams. I recommend to you Jesus Christ for salvation, for peace, for inward security, and eternal rest. conference this afternoon, as you have gathered here, in the heart of victory in this city auditorium, and out under on the streets by the thousands, and all over the state, and elsewhere listening in your homes, on the highway by means of radio. We are living in a troubled world. If you appreciated Hank Williams, and you want to show that to you, I believe that this man had one desire. It was to make us happy in fun. We will show our appreciation by turning and all of our sinfulness, all of our shortcomings as members of the church, and the great host of people who do not know Jesus Christ as personal Savior. We will turn to Jesus Christ, the all of hope for this hour. Did you know, my friends, in these troubled days, the people not only of America, but the people of the entire world must make a decision. We are either going to fight again another bloody war, or we are going to evangelize this world and give our hearts to Christ, rededicating ourselves to His Christians. If we are unsaved, we are going to surrender our hearts to Jesus Christ as personal Savior. I'm not pushing a denomination this afternoon. I haven't even mentioned what church I belong to. That's not important. The thing that's important is that I'm a Christian, that I'm redeemed, I'm saved. And the one day God called me to preach, and it's my commission, it's my responsibility to save that every man living here under the sound of my voice. Don't wait till it's too late to give your heart to Christ. You have only this afternoon. You can go to 1,000 churches for 1,000 years, but you'll never have salvation for your heart until you repent of your sins and put your faith in Jesus Christ. I'm hoping and praying that in among the great host of people listening to my voice this afternoon, that you forget about the scripture and listen to the still small voice of Jesus Christ, as He says, "Come to me." Pray that He invites us from whosoever will. Let Him come. He says, "Whosoever is thirsty, deep in the heart and soul, let Him come, let Him drink." He says, "I'm the bread of life." He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Right now, as I bring this message to a close, may I say to you, while you're standing, while you're sitting, won't you slip your hand into the unseen hand of Jesus Christ? And then one of these things, whether it be suddenly, without warning, or whether that be after a long legal year,
God shall call you away from this world in which you live now. You shall be able to meet your God without fear. Without trembling. Remember the words of Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I'm the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Precious memory, the statement was right. And we have our benediction. I know without my saying it, you walk in the name of your friend and my friend, Hank Williams, to show our appreciation in just a moment after this benediction. When we stand, if you remain standing with your head reverently bowed until the procession has left the auditorium, and then when we as a congregation shall leave, because we are in great number, we are in the hands of our friends, our police officers and the firemen. We are going to be careful and obey their every wish in leaving this building and going yonder to the cemetery. Our Heavenly Father, into thy hands we put our hands. We are weak, we are frail, children of God. We lay ourselves captive before thy throne. If we know our hearts, we love Christ. We love him with all the entirety of our being. God bless our home. God bless our families of America around the fireside of our great nation of America.